Since President Trump nominated Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court back in July, advocacy groups have spent a whole lot of money, nearly $10 million. They've spent it on warring TV ads for and against Kavanaugh. Now the attacks and the spending are fiercer than ever. NPR's Peter Overby has been watching.
The sharpest attack so far may come from the American Civil Liberties Union, which opposes Kavanaugh. The ACLU rolled out the ad this week with a $1 million buy in four states.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I've never seen anything like this.
I categorically and unequivocally deny the allegation against me by Dr. Ford.
Then President Bill Clinton, comedian and convicted sexual assailant Bill Cosby, and Kavanaugh at a Senate hearing last week where he denied committing sexual assault back in prep school. That ad came out within hours of this one from the conservative Judicial Crisis Network.
The liberal mob and their media allies tried to ruin a good man with smears.
You have replaced advice and consent with search and destroy.
Judge Kavanaugh fought back, clearing his name.
At the hearing, Kavanaugh described the allegation against him this way.
This whole two-week effort has been a calculated and orchestrated political hit.
And he said he knew how it was funded.
Millions of dollars in money from outside left-wing opposition groups.
In fact, there is money flying every which way in the Kavanaugh confirmation battle. It comes from advocacy groups that can keep their donors secret. The thing that can be traced is TV spending. And the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University Law School has been tracking the Kavanaugh TV ads. The center's Douglas Keith said both sides are focusing their ads on three Democratic senators who are up for re-election next month: Joe Manchin in West Virginia, Joe Donnelly in Indiana, and Heidi Heitkamp in North Dakota.
A little over $4 million has been spent running ads in just those states.
There's $2 million more being spent in Maine, home of undecided Republican Senator Susan Collins, and about $500,000 in Alaska, home of another uncommitted Republican, Lisa Murkowski. Keith said these are not high-cost media markets.
Especially when you're looking at states like North Dakota and Alaska, this is really an incredible amount of spending.
The Brennan Center data show that when it comes to TV, there are many more conservative groups than liberal ones, and conservatives are spending most of the money. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.